Chagas Mot Sameach, and thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the sixth day of the month of Iyar. Today is Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel's Independence Day, and today is, here at least in the States, is the 20th day of the Omer. I think Shkia was a sunset in Israel, was about a half an hour ago. So they will soon move on to the next day. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including three children who are still very much in need of our collective tefillos. Their names are Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Alini Orna Bas Chain Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah. May they and all those in need of a refuah shalema, may it be speedily and easy, refuah shalema. Collectively, with a broken heart, even on Yom HaAtzmaut, the bit of a diminished, not even bit, it's a muted Yom HaAtzmaut this year, as we spoke about yesterday on Yom HaZikaron. But with a broken heart, we still continue to gather here on this call in the most difficult of circumstances. The Jewish people, there's nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless word of Tehillim. So we gather today again for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the OU, who is currently in Yerushalayim, to share a few words with us about Yom HaAtzmaut. This will be followed by Rabbi Weinreb fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our special brave soldiers, and Mishaberach Mishvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. And Rabbi Weinreb will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the words for all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for your introduction and for mentioning that I am speaking to you all from Yerushalayim, where my wife and I have been now for the past several weeks from before Pesach. Today, yes, is Yom HaAtzmaut, and last night we were present at a rally or get-together and a prayer service and a time for song and even dance as we experienced the transition from yesterday, which was Yom HaZikaron, a day of memorializing those who were killed in defense of the land, our land, the land of Eretz Yisrael. And it was a sad day, a day when people spent some of their time reflecting and even visiting the graves of terror victims, of soldiers who died in recent battles and soldiers who died years and years and years ago, one way or other, in defending and building the land. And that was yesterday evening, and it transitioned into a happy, celebratory burst of song and dance and rousing speeches and, of course, recitation of Hallel and everything to express the thanksgiving we have for God, the gratitude we have to the Ribono Shel Olam for giving us the benefit of being here where I am today in Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim. So this was a day with mixed feelings, and today the feelings kind of subsided as where I am speaking from now. It is not the afternoon as it is for you. It is already evening and dark and well past Shkia, well past sunset. I would like to reflect upon this. This Yom HaAtzmaut we celebrate, and I underline the word celebrate. We're happy for what we have, and we have so much. And we're celebrating the 76th anniversary, 76 years. But the establishment of the State of Israel, which we celebrate on Yom HaAtzmaut, did not begin 76 years ago. It began with the efforts of great men and women, who range from Zionist leaders to great rabbis to our own grandparents and great-grandparents, to women who would put a little bit of charity into a tzedakah box for the cause of the land of Israel, even when they were in the ghettos of Poland or anywhere else where they may have been. And it goes back a long way. It goes back much longer than just 76 years ago. I would say it goes back maybe 1,000 years, when gradually, and with great pain and great sacrifice, the Jewish people began to return slowly, after the great destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the earliest years of the diaspora. Great men going back as far at least as Ramban, who personally left Spain and came to Eretz Yisrael, where he eventually died of old age. I just learned recently that the Rabbi Avadia of Bar Tanura, who lived in the late 1400s before the expulsion of the Jews from Spain, and who lived in Bar Tanura, a town in Italy, went on a journey to Eretz Yisrael, which took him months, if not years. Those days, of course, traveling by very slow boats, and various other impediments to just moving from Italy to Eretz Yisrael. But he went. He went first to Sicily, and then from there to Rhodes, and then to Cyprus, and then to Egypt. And from Egypt, yes, he took a camel caravan to Gaza. And from Gaza, he went on a donkey to Yerushalayim. And he settled in Yerushalayim and built what he hoped would be a permanent settlement there. This is in the early 1500s, not even a decade after the expulsion of the Jews from Spain, which was a major catastrophe for the Jewish people. And he felt that he could perhaps build up Yerushalayim again, even then in the early 1500s. And he was relatively successful up until a point, and he too lies buried here in Yerushalayim, no more than a 10-minute walk from where I'm sitting at this moment, where his grave can still be visited to this day. That's how far back and further back goes the building of Yerushalayim, slowly, bit by bit, until the great burst of Zionistic courage and dedication to begin to build not only a return of several Jews here and several Jews there, but a mass aliyah, an aliyah which continues to this day successfully, even at these difficult times. People are uprooting themselves from various countries throughout the world and coming to Eretz Yisrael through the efforts of organizations like Nefesh B'Nefesh and other organizations that encourage aliyah. From all these things, from the Ramban's trip in the 12th century to Eretz Yisrael, from the Rabbi Avadia Bar Tanura's trip from Italy to Eretz Yisrael in the early 16th century, to the students of the Vilna Gaon who began to come to Eretz Yisrael toward the end of the 18th century, to the Hasidim and the devotees of the Baal Shem Tov who came likewise toward the end of the 18th century to Eretz Yisrael, and more and more and more. I would like to introduce you to one of these leaders from whom we can take inspiration. We can take inspiration from the growth of Eretz Yisrael. We can take inspiration from everything that we have in Eretz Yisrael, from yeshivos to hospitals to clinics to high tech. And part of it is due to the efforts of men who 100 years ago, almost 200 years ago, began to be serious about arousing a spirit of return to Eretz Yisrael and doing things about it politically and economically. And one of them was a man whose birthday was to almost 2 weeks and 2 years ago, and 200 years ago. He was born in the year 1824, and now it's 2024. And he grew up, of course, in Poland, Lithuania. His name was Rabbi Shmuel Moralever. You may never have heard his name, but it's a name you should know, because he was a Rav and a Posek and one of the Gedolei Torah of the 1800s. He, toward the end of his life, he became the Rav of Bialystok, which was a major, major Jewish city, Jewish center at that time, up until the Holocaust. And he was also a tremendous Chovev Tzion. He helped form an organization called Chovevei Tzion. And when the Zionist movement, the so-called secular Zionist movement began, he joined that movement, so much so that he was able to work together with Theodor Herzl. They were very different types of people. Herzl was not a rabbi and was not even very well versed in Jewish halachic tradition. But he was a master leader and he had a vision, and he generated the impulse to return to Eretz Yisrael and to establish a Medina there, a state there, which we now celebrate and enjoy. And Rav Shmuel Moralever was one of those few Gedolei Torah, recognized as a great posek, a great halachic authority, who joined hands with Herzl in as many ways as he could, with notwithstanding the differences, and they worked together in ways that were astounding. I must say that I became much more familiar with this great man, Rav Shmuel Moralever, since recently purchasing a book which was recently published. The book is entitled, it's a book in Hebrew right now, I'm sure it will be translated soon. In Hebrew, the title of the book is Brit Ha'ahava V'Hashalom, The Covenant of Love and Peace, by Rav Shmuel Moralever, and is published by Magid Publishing, which is a subsidiary of Koren Publishing Company of Yerushalayim. And I would recommend those of you who can read modern Hebrew to look at this book to find out things about him. So he was born in the first part of the 19th century, and he lived up until 1898 when he passed away. When he passed away, he was buried in the cemetery in Bialystok, and eventually a ohel, a tent, a building was erected over his grave so that people who wanted to come to visit his grave could have the shelter of this little dome and pray there, say Tehillim there, and send through him messengers to the Ribono Shel Olam, Kabbal Yochel, so to speak. However, with the Holocaust, that cemetery and that ohel were destroyed. And his grave, no one knew exactly where it was until 1990. They were able to discover the actual location of his grave, and they exhumed his remains and sent them to Eretz Yisrael, where they lie today in a settlement just south of Rehovot called Mizkeret Batya, and that's where his tomb is to this day, with an ohel resembling the ohel back in Bialystok. But let me tell you this. 2 days before he died, he wrote a letter at the request of Theodor Herzl. So here you have this great Rav. If you could see a picture of him, you would see a traditional Rav with a black kapota and a black yarmulke, high peaks yarmulke. And he was asked by Herzl to write a letter in support of various projects that Herzl was trying to initiate. And one of them, which was suggested to Herzl by Rav Mohalever, he wrote in this letter that we have a lot of work to do. This is 2 days before his death. He wrote this letter speaking about the importance of, among other things, Chashivut Hakamat Bank Otsar HaHisyashvut. He wanted to have a bank, an international bank, which could raise funds for the building of the eventual future state of Israel, of Medinat Yisrael. And in this letter, which is considered by some to be the spiritual will, the spiritual end-of-life document, he writes as follows. And I will say it in Hebrew and translate it into English, because this is a lesson of chizuk. This is what you might call an extreme orthodox rabbi and halachic authority wrote to the man he was working with, Theodor Herzl. Shows you how two ends can get together. They can meet. They can work cooperatively, which is such an important lesson and a source of chizuk for all of us. He wrote, this is 1898, Yesod Avodasenu Halaumis, the foundation of a natural work, national work. Tzorech lihiyot Torotenu Hakdosha. He's saying to Herzl, dear Theodore, the first thing to remember is that our first priority is to live by our sacred Torah. And so, just as we have to be dedicated to Torah, we're not going to compromise on that. But we have avodah rabba lefaneinu. We have a lot of work to do at the economic level and at many other levels. V'yoleinu la'avod, v'la'avod. We must work and work. B'li layus, without tiring. U'b'li heref, or without stopping. We have so much work to do, practical work. We're not talking here about Torah study or about prayer. We're talking about practical economics. We need to have an international bank. And we have to work together. Oleinu la'avod shechem echod. We must work together like one shoulder, one group of people working united. B'li perud, without any differences, without any splits, without any disputes, without any discord. And he concludes that letter with these four words. B'ahava gemura uva'achdut shlema. With total love and with complete unity. This is the plea of a man writing now, what is it now, 126 years ago. He looked forward to building a nation together. Rabbanim who were students in Volozhny Yeshiva in the late 1800s, together with Theodor Herzl. And together with everybody else who's working toward building a Medina, despite our differences, we must work together with love and achdut. This is a message from the past which needs to be heard in the future. And I leave you with these words as words of chizuk on Yom HaAtzmaut for all the troubles that we face. And we face so many. This program started off with reaction to a plague, to the COVID plague. And since then, Jewish people have faced, the human race has faced so much difficulty. And now it's facing the rising of the snake, the serpent, the vicious, poisonous snake of anti-Semitism. And so many other challenges that we have on the political front, the military front, and the economic front, and the spiritual front, and the psychological front, and dealing with the trauma, etc., etc. But there's only one way through it, and that's the lesson that I see whenever I walk across the street here in Yerushalayim. That is, B'yachad ninatzeach. Together we will triumph over all of these difficulties. I would like you to join with me now as we recite several chapters of Tehillim, all with the theme of hope, of encouragement, of looking forward optimistically to the challenges that we face now. We'll begin with Tehillim Kapitel Chof, that's Psalm 20. I'll just recite them. You can say it along with me quietly. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDovid. The translation, if you go online, these psukim of Tehillim are listed with a translation next to the Hebrew. Ya'ancho Adonai b'yom tzora. Yisakev choshem Elokei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh. Umitzion yisodeko. Yizkor kol minchosecho v'olosecho yidashne selo. Yitein lecho chilvovecho. V'chol atzoscho yimalei. Neranena bishuosecho. V'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecho. Ato yodati. Ki hoshia Adonai Meshicho Ya'anehu Mishimei Kodisho Bigvuros Yesha Yemino Elev Orechev V'Elev Asusim V'Anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hemo Koru V'Nofolu V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodod. We will rise up and stand firm. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anehu V'yom Koreinu. A second psalm, second capital Tehillim, Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23, famous psalm. Mizmor LeDovid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzor, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. V'nos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Amei Menuchos Yenahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni V'magle Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo. Gam ki elech begeitz al moves lo iro ro, ki ato imodi. Shivtecho umishantecho heimo yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefonai shulcho neged tzoreroi. Dishanto vashemen roshi kosi revoyo. Ach tov vochesed yirdefuni kol yemechayoi. May only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. B'shafti b'veis Adonai li'orech yomim. We go on to a third chapter of Psalms, Capital Tehillim, Kuf Chof Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'malos eso einai el hehorim. I lift my eyes up to the hills. May ayin yavo ezri. From where will my help come? Ezri me'im Adonai. Osei shomayim v'oretz. Al yitein lamot raglecho al yonum shomrecho hinei. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. He who guards you does not slumber. Adonai shomrecho, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecho yomom hashemesh lo yakecho v'yoreach baloilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro. May the Lord guard you from all harm. Yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzeischo v'ovecho me'ato v'ad olam. Then we proceed to another psalm. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mima makim krosicho Adonai. From the depths I have called to you, O Lord. Adonai shimo v'koli. Tihiyena oznecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcho hasalicho, l'ma'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kivso nafshi, v'lidvoro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im Adonai hachesed, for with the Lord there is loving kindness. Harbe imo fidus, and great is his power to redeem. For who yifdeh Yisrael, and he will redeem Israel, mikol avonosov. And finally, of the selections from Tehillim, Tehillim Kuf Membeis, Psalm 142. Maskil David bihiyoso vama oro tefila. David prayed while he was in a cave in prayer. Koli el Adonai ezok. My voice cries to the Lord. Koli el Adonoi eschanon, I will pour out my lament before him. Eshpoch nefonov sichi tzorosi lifne lefonov agid. V'hisatef olai ruchi v'yato yodato nesivosi v'yorach zo ahalech tomnu fachli. Habet yomin ure'ei v'ein li makir. Look to the right and witness. Ein li makir. I have no one who cares about me. Ovad monos mimeni. I have nowhere to flee. Ein doresh lenafshi. No one cares for me. So akti elecho adonoi omati ator machsi. You, God, you are my refuge. Chelki b'eretz hachayim hakshivo el rinosi ki dalosi miod hatzileni meirod fai ki amtsu mimeni. Save me from my pursuers, for they are too strong for me. Hotzio mi masger nafshi lehodos es shemecho bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol oloi. We recite now the prayer of Achenu. We pray for our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, wherever they may be. May God have compassion on them and lead them from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. And let us say, Amen. Achenu, kol beis Yisroel, hanesunim b'tzoro v'shivyo, ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho. Hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyei mitzoro lirvocho u'me'afelo liyoro mishiabod l'gu'ulo hashto ba'agolo v'zman koriv v'nomar omein. We'll now recite a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoseinu Avrom Yitzhak v'Yaakov hu yivorech eschayolei tzevo ha'agana l'Yisrael v'anshe kochos ha'bitachon Ha'omdim al mishmar atzeinu v'yorei Eloheinu migavul ha'levonon v'yad midbar Mitzrayim u'min hayom ha'gadol ha'bevohu ha'rava u'v'chol mokom shehein b'yavasha b'avir u'v'yam yitein Adonai es oyuvenu ha'komim oleinu nigafim lifneihem ha'kodesh boruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayoleinu mikol tzoro v'tzuko u'mikol nega u'machlo V'yishlach b'racha v'haslacha b'chol ma'ase yideyem. Yad be'es ona'enu tachteyem. May he subdue our enemies. V'yad reim b'chese Yeshua v'ateres nitzachon. And then he crown our brave soldiers with deliverance and victory. V'yukuyam bohem ha'kosuv. Ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'holech imochem lihilochem lochem imoiveichem lehoshia etzchem v'nomar omein. The prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Yaharon David u'Shlomo hu yivorech v'yishmor v'yinsor es ne'edrei tzevoha ha'gono liyisrael u'shvuyov Yes, kol achenu hanesunim b'tzoro v'shivyo. Bavur shekol hakol hakodosh hazeh mispaleil ba'avurom. We are all praying for these hostages, be they soldiers or be they citizens. Hakodosh baruch hu yemalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziyei mechoshech v'tzalmoves from darkness and the shadow of death. U'mosroseim yinatek, may he tear asunder their chains. And may he deliver them from their distress. May he bring them back quickly to the family's embrace. Ufeduye Adonai Yeshuvunu Votzion Verino Vesimchas Olam Avrosham Sason Vesimcho Yasigu Nosu Yogon Vahanocha Venomar Omein. Finally, Mishaberach for the sick. And here, at the point where names, particular specific names of sick people for whom we know personally or are told about that need God's hand of healing, I will pause for a moment to allow you to insert as many names as you'd like. Misha Berach Avosenu Avram Yitzchok V'Yaakov Moshe V'Yaharon David U'Shlomo U'Yivorech V'Yirapei Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Olav Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlim Mehem Ulu Raposa Mulu Hachazika Mulu Hachayosa Yishlach Lohem Mehera, quickly Refua Shalema, a complete healing Min HaShemayim Remach Evoro V'Shusa Gidov B'Sov She'or Chola Yisrael Refua HaNefesh Refua HaGuf Hashto Now Vagola, quickly, uvizman koriv, very, very soon, v'nomar, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for listening. May you all be well. May you all know only health and hatzlacha. And may we see a geula shalema b'mheira v'yameinu, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. It was truly, truly incredible. I was Googling as you were speaking to learn more about Rav Shmuel, and I look forward to learning more and Mir Tashem being able to see his sefer. But from what you shared with us, to the recitation of the Tehillim and the Mishnah Berach, I found it incredibly moving, as I'm sure did all of those who are on the call with us. And we look forward to having you back on the program in Mir Tashem, please God, in the near future. For us at the here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chag Hatzlach Sameach.